The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurants Review section, from NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant, food, and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, the Eat Raleigh blog, a local blog whose mission is to explore the culture, history, passion, and people of Raleigh through its culinary delights, and Triangle Food Blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Before we get started, here is a quick reminder of what the NNO ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary. 4 stars are excellent. 3 stars are above average. 2 stars are average. And 1 star is fair. First, from the News and Observer, Bodega goes all in on bold triple threat concept of tapas, wine, and rum. This was published on May 28th and written by Greg Cox. Bodega is located at 110 South White Street in Wake Forest. Their phone number is 984-235-4187, and they were rated 3.5 stars. The understandable tendency for restaurateurs, especially in smaller markets, is to play it safe when developing a new concept. Seen in that light, Bodega's slogan, Tapas, Wine, Rum, is nothing short of a bold manifesto. Not that any of these three taken on their own are earth-shattering. Tapas is a concept so firmly established that it's safe to consider it a restaurant category in its own right. Same goes for wine bars, and restaurants with extensive cellars are as old as fine dining. Rum bars are a comparatively new trend, something you might expect to see in downtown Durham or Raleigh's Warehouse District, but they're a bona fide trend nonetheless. Bodega dares to combine all three of these concepts under one roof in downtown Wake Forest. What's more, Nunzio Scordo, a veteran chef and restaurateur who opened Bodega in February and also owns Driftwood Southern Kitchen in Lafayette Village, has gone all in on his new triple threat concept. Scordo lured Chef Doug Seeley from California's Napa Valley, where he had worked for 15 years to put the tapas part of his concept on the plate. Small plate, that is. Unlike many restaurants that tour their tapas concept but hedge their bets with an ample selection of large plates, aka entrees, Bodega offers only one large plate option, and even that one, a 32-ounce cowboy steak, aka bone-in ribeye, is meant to be shared. If you must have an entree, you could share the steak, which arrives precisely grilled to order, cut from the bone and topped with chimichurri, with a dining companion. For the potatoes component of your meat and potatoes meal, an order of roasted fingerlings with crispy chorizo from the tapas menu would do nicely. Or go continental with gnocchi parmesan in a rich porcini cream sauce. But the pro move would be to round up a party of 4 or more to share the steak. That would be more in keeping with the spirit of the concept and would allow you to sample more widely from Bodega's eclectic, Spanish-accented selection of 2 dozen tapas. Start with a couple of lighter dishes, then gradually nibble your way into progressively heartier fare. Feel free to order just a couple of items at a time, or order everything at once. Either way, the food will be served as it's ready, with dishes spaced out over the course of the meal. Crab stuffed peppers are a must. The crab from North Carolina waters is mostly lump, and it's folded into a light lemon mayo, then stuffed into sweet, ruby-red pouches of piquillo pepper. A salad of shaved Brussels sprouts, apples, raisins, almonds, and manchego cheese in a date vinaigrette is a first-rate palate primer. but I can't recommend the jumbo green and white asparagus, neither of which was jumbo when I ordered the dish, and both of which needed an inch or so more of their woody stem ends trimmed. A warm goat cheese dip with oyster mushrooms is a prime companion for one of Bodega's rum cocktails, or for that matter, any of the bar's 24 or so aged rums. And a truffled beef tartare, garnished with a Stonehenge ring of crostini, just cries out for a glass of wine from Bodega's global selection of some 100 labels, nearly half of them available by the glass, 3-ounce or 6-ounce pours. Grilled octopus, bespattered with a vibrant chimichurri rojo, and served over a garbanzo salad punctuated with green olives, is a solid next move. Better still is a seafood stew that serves up flawless clams, mussels, and striped bass in a savory coconut broth. Come ashore for an empanada whose rich Cuban picadillo filling is subtly sweetened with plantain and sultana raisins. Stay there for coffee and spice-rubbed lamb ribs, and they're so good you'll want them even if you've also ordered the cowboy steak. Rounding up a party of four also comes in handy when it comes time for dessert. That way, you can order them all. White chocolate bread pudding with local strawberries as long as they're in season, a wickedly rich, dark, spiced chocolate tart, and a silk-smooth panna cotta topped with berry sauce and served with pistachio shortbread cookies. If you can only get one dessert, though, make it the panna cotta. Polished hardwood floors, vintage posters advertising Italian wines, and ornate gilt-framed mirrors hung on brick walls painted the color of espresso give Bodega's L-shaped dining room and bar a casually sophisticated look. But all those hard surfaces make for a noisy setting when the dining room is full, which it frequently is, especially on weekend nights. Nunzio Scordo says he is aware that the problem exists and has ordered several sound dampening panels and curtains to reduce the decibel level. In the meantime, it's abundantly clear that Wake Forest was ready. No, make that eagerly awaiting Bodega's bold concept. Again, Bodega is located at 110 South White Street in Wake Forest, and their phone number is 984-235-4187. Next, from NC Triangle Dining, Deluxe Chicken in Durham, a glorious take on Southern fried chicken. This was also published on May 28th and was written by Ron Wynn. Deluxe Chicken is located at 1116 Broad Street in Durham, and their phone number is 919-294-8128. When it comes to all-American eats, it's hard to go wrong with the essential fried chicken. Wings, drums, thighs, and more, dropped into a deep fryer and brought on a plate, steaming hot, is always a special treat in my book. So who else is excited for the new Deluxe Chicken out in Durham? Raise your hand. Brought to you by Chef Scott Howell of Nana fame, Deluxe Chicken goes for the more informal dining route with a fast, casual, counter setup table service. And right out of the chute, Deluxe Chicken is going and doing a lot of things right. If you're new to Durham, Broad Street runs parallel to 9th Street and has its own little vibe. Quieter, but with still some fun options like Watts Grocery, the Green Room for Billiards, and the Palace International. Deluxe Chicken sits on the corner in a premium spot, showing off a retro 60s facade in bright red and blue. Nice covered patio in the front, cool rooster mural on the side. They've done a really great job renovating the space, and I barely recognize it from its predecessors, Oval Park Grill. If you're into casual and colorful, you'll like Deluxe Chicken. head over to the order counter and you'll find a short menu overhead covering chicken baskets, seafood baskets, burgers, sandwiches, salads, and sides. Everything's a bit cheeky and fun at Deluxe Chicken, including the classic grill menu. Once you order your food, you'll be given a number on a stand. Grab your drink and find a table. Oh, and don't miss the condiments and sauce station near the entrance. You'll find a wide assortment of flavors here. Honey mustard, spicy green, ranch, chili, and more. 12 in total, along with bread, pickles, and lemons. I'm guessing that these sauces are for blinging out your tenders or sandwiches. While Deluxe Chicken is great for families with its quick, casual setup, it's also got a nice selection of craft beers, wine, and cocktails for the adults. A long bar on the side is probably best suited for single diners and couples. The food at Deluxe Chicken comes out pretty quickly. Thankfully, they've got a short menu, usually under 10 minutes in my experience, and their chicken looks really mouthwatering. Covered in a thick, crunchy, and bumpy batter, the chicken at Deluxe is moist and flavored a bit, maybe paprika. I've done the quarter dark, which is a large and plump bird, along with some chili-dusted sweet potato fries. Unlike some quarter chicken offerings, there's plenty of food here. A perfectly seared and buttered piece of Texas toast finishes the meal. All of the chicken baskets at Deluxe Chicken come with a side. They come with a side kick, which ranges from fries, potato salad, slaw, mac and cheese, spicy Asian cucumbers, or a salad. A nice range of options for your side. The sandwiches here at Deluxe Chicken are super substantial. Try the Purist, which seems to be a play on the classic Southern chicken sandwich, think Chick-fil-A. Loaded with thick and sweet pickles on a seared bun, it's a great sandwich. Simple and to the point, it hits all the right notes for a satisfying Southern chicken sandwich. And you can now finish up your meal with some soft serve. Deluxe Chicken offers ice cream cones with a flavor burst, chocolate, strawberry, or butterscotch for $1.50. Service at Deluxe Chicken has been very good during my visits here, a nice touch for your budget price that you pay. Overall, I think you'll be happy with a casual meal at Deluxe Chicken. Inexpensive, tasty, and filling, it's a perfect spot for families and students looking for some quick chicken. While the menu is short, they're adding burgers and more, which is plenty to keep people happy. Paired with the beer, wine, and soft serve means you've got a more adult version of Chick-fil-A, which is A-OK to me. Deluxe Chicken is located at 1116 Broad Street in Durham, and their phone number is 919-294-8128. Now from Eat Raleigh blog, Locals Oyster Bar. This is published the week of May 20th, and the Eat Raleigh blog does not attribute an author to this article. The Locals Oyster Bar is located at 500 East Davie Street in Raleigh in the Transfer Company Food Hall, and their phone number is 919-594-1459. Sheriff Eric Montaigne is no stranger to critical acclaim. First as the executive chef of Vivian Howard's Boiler Room in Kinston, then moving to the capital city to take the helm of Stanford Foods. When he took over the kitchen for renowned chef Scott Crawford, Standard Foods maintained, even in some eyes exceeded, its already stellar reputation. When Standard Foods closed, I wondered what was next for the chef, hoping he'd keep cooking in the City of Oaks. Turns out he left the heat of the kitchen and headed for the water. Chef Eric started to cut fish for Locals Seafood, a business dedicated to responsibly sourcing fresh coastal seafood to landlocked Raleigh. Then Pearson Street Bar and Local Seafood collaborated to launch one of the earliest announced vendors in the Transfer Company Food Hall, Local Oyster Bar. Although the restaurant prides itself on its raw bar, I went the fried route. The fried oyster roll is indulgent, a no-nonsense mound of fried oysters stuffed inside a grilled New England bun. Coming fresh out of the fryer, the oysters were nicely breaded, providing a crunch with each bite. While it seems like locals will always sell you a heap of fried oysters on a roll, their fish and chips offering is dependent on the catch of the day. Served, melt the skin off the roof of your mouth hot and out of the oil, I would know. The servings of fresh fish were generous. Locals' batter for the fish and chips formed a thick crust around the fish, and I was a fan. I did feel like another sprinkle of salt would have been a nice touch for the dish, but it could have also been that I was so impatient that I burned my palate biting into the hot fish. Locals' fries didn't have any problems with seasoning. Similar to the fries you'd find at Chuck's, they're crispy sticks of potatoes, fine for snacking, even if not accompanied by fresh seafood. Chef Eric continues to impress by heading another kitchen, the Locals Oyster Bar, and it shows why Transfer Company Food Hall has been one of the most exciting additions to Raleigh's food scene in the past few years. Locals Oyster Bar is located at 500 East Davy Street in Raleigh, inside the Transfer Company Food Hall, and their phone number is 919-594-1459. From NC Triangle Dining, First Take, a Piro in Raleigh for unique aperitifs, cocktails, and small plates. This was published May 6th and written by Ron Nguyen. A Piro is located at 309 Blake Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-637-8999. When it comes to bars, I have to say that Raleigh has a bit of an edge on Durham. While Durham may bear the foodie crown in the Triangle, if you want to get out for a drink or go dancing, the Oak City is definitely the place to be. From speakeasies to breweries and dive bars, Raleigh has a lot of great choices to get your drink on. One new bar that recently hit my radar screen is a Piro out in City Market. Located in the old Lucerne space, the owners have transformed the location into more of a continental bar and cafe, offering up wine, cocktails, food, and drink. And while I don't quite understand what they're doing with Lucerne, Apiro makes good on the promise of this prime downtown Raleigh space. If you're looking for Apiro and don't recognize the address, it's just that Blake Street is one of those short cobblestone pathways at City Market. Doors down from the City Market Sushi and Woody's, Apiro sits quietly in the center of the block with a set of large glass windows up front. Inside, the Apiro space is wonderfully weathered with a lot of dark woods and cozy holiday lighting at the bar. The space feels like a great option for an intimate date or small group gathering over drinks. There's definitely plenty of room here to have a conversation rather than just sitting at a crowded bar. Apiro offers up a huge selection of aperitifs, which is their specialty drink category. The liquor menu covers vermouth, sherry, ports, and more. Another drink item that caught my eye on Apiro's menu are their floats. Affogato, ice cream and espresso, Campari float, and Fernet and Coke float are all very intriguing. On my first two visits, I've tried out a bit of wine along with their Greyhound cocktail made with grapefruit juice and gin. Super refreshing. But given Apiro's focus, I would like to dabble in their selection of aperitifs soon. It would be a shame to hang out in this great space without taking advantage of their expertise. And what really makes Apiro so special is that they're not just a bar. Apiro offers up a short menu of continental-inspired small plates, snacks, and desserts if you'd like to linger. I haven't had much of a chance to work through Apiro's menu, but managed to try out their bacalao dish, a salted cod and potato dip served with bolted bread, a very tasty and traditional dish. I do like the fact that Apiro seems to be pushing the envelope a bit with its small menu. So what can I say but I'm so happy to see Apiro down here in City Market. From the great decor to the interesting drink selection and unique food offerings, they are certainly not doing the same old at Apiro. It's the type of place that feels like it's made for sophisticated adults looking for something different. Definitely drop by if you're in the Moore Square area. Apiro is currently only open from Tuesday to Saturday in the evenings. Enjoy. Again, Apiro is located at 309 Blake Street in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-637-8999. Back to the News and Observer. Zanyu Asian Noodles takes diners on a richly rewarding tour from Chef's Travels, published May 21st and written by Greg Cox. Zanyu is located at 8450 Honeycutt Road in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-803-1340. Zanyu was rated 4 stars. As you stroll along the shops and restaurants of Lafayette Village, an upscale retail complex in North Raleigh modeled after a European village, a new restaurant catches your eye. Curious, you take a peek through the storefront window of Zanyu Asian Noodles. It appears to be a counter-service eatery, and all the people working behind the counter are wearing black t-shirts with the restaurant's logo. The dining area is compact and narrow, but a sheltered patio with a view of the village lawn expands the seating possibilities considerably. The look is clean and contemporary, just a few white paper lanterns overhead, and poster-sized black and white photos of a restaurant kitchen in action. It appears to you that this is the sort of carefully put-together look that could easily be cloned. You're inclined to dismiss the place as just another chain restaurant looking to capitalize on a hot food trend. That would be a mistake. Zanyu is owned by Michael Borgiorno, a Johnson & Wales trained chef whose globe-trotting career includes 15 years as an executive chef for Hyatt International in half a dozen Asian countries from Japan to Malaysia. Understandably travel-weary and seeking a suitable place to raise a family, Borgiorno and his wife decided to settle down in Wake Forest and open a restaurant in neighboring North Raleigh. Zanyu is his first restaurant, but all those years in the corporate world evidently rubbed off on his design sense. Clearly the experience also paid rich dividends into Borgiorno's bank of culinary skills. His one-page menu takes you on a concise tour of the countries where he has cooked. No matter where you choose to join him on the tour, the destinations will be richly rewarding. Set sail for Japan and you'll pull into port at a pork belly miso ramen soup that's on par with the best ramen noodles you'll find in this part of the country. You'll see why it's one of Zanyu's two best-selling noodle dishes. It features toothsome ribbons of confit pork belly, a perfect ajuxi egg, tofu pouches stuffed with sushi rice, fish cakes, and gratifyingly chewy noodles with a silky pork broth enriched with miso and garnished with a sheet of nori. The other bestseller, and no wonder, is cow soy noodles. Egg noodles in a northern Thai red curry riddled with chicken, fried shallots, and pickled mustard greens. The crowning touch, literally and figuratively, is a tangle of crispy wonton noodles floating in the soup. Chow soy is moderately spicy and as presented, but you can crank up the heat if you like with the roasted chili sauce that's served alongside. Craving something spicier still? Then chart your course for Malaysian curry laksa, whose chili oil-spattered surface signals ample Scoville satisfaction. The yellow and red coconut curry soup packs a respectable kick, but it's not so potent that you won't appreciate the subtleties of tender tatters of chicken breast and delicate cubes of fried tofu so light that they float. Toward the mild end of the flavor spectrum are chicken shoyu ramen and creamy vegan shoyu noodles. Mildest of all are cold somen rottled. Excuse me, cold somen noodles, which you'll find along the handful of listings under the something chilled heading. Served plain in a bowl of ice water, yes, with actual ice cubes, the noodles are meant to be dipped in the accompanying bowl of dashi dipping sauce. Small dishes of wasabi, ginger, and grated daikon are also provided to tweak the flavor. Admittedly, the presentation caught me by surprise. But it's easy to understand how the dish is a popular way to beat the summer heat in Japan. Noodles may get star billing at Zanyu, but they're by no means the only attraction. Under the Izakaya Plates heading, you'll find a dozen or so shareable small plates that exist and exhibit a level of skill every bit as high as the noodle dishes. Harukami vegetable spring rolls, shatter crisp cylinders served with chili lime vinaigrette dipping sauce are exemplary. So are pork belly buns and sriracha mayo shrimp buns. And if you're lucky enough to be there when lobster buns are offered as a special, be advised that the $8 splurge, 2 for $15, nets you more lobster, hefty chunks of it in yuzu koshu mayonnaise, than you would have thought possible to cram into a steamed bun. Ebi sunomomo, lightly vinegared shrimp scattered across a salad of cucumbers and wakame seaweed, is a still life in earthenware bowl. Green beans, tossed in a light wasabi yuzu dressing, drizzled with sesame oil and spangled with black and white sesame seeds, are almost too pretty to eat. Almost. Zanyu is technically a counter-service restaurant, though an eager-to-please wait staff go the extra mile, bringing food to your table, even placing courses and bussing tables. The experience comes so close to full table service that it deserves a designation of its own. Let's call it hybrid service. That said, there's nothing hybrid about the food. It's the real deal. Zanyu Asian Noodles is located at 8450 Honeycutt Road in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-803-1340. And quickly, from the Friday Fun Food Facts published on May 31st from the Triangle Food Blog, their top story is that there is a new restaurant in Brightleaf Square in the former Little Dipper restaurant space called Trattoria Salve. It's owned by Gianni Cinelli, who also has Vivo Ristorante Pizzeria in Raleigh and Osteria G in Apex. They had their soft opening last weekend and officially opened this past Tuesday. And we've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138.